everybody. It's Jim Bikyai, and the podcast is Be You. Hope everybody had a great Columbus Day in the States and a great Canadian Thanksgiving. But, you know, I had a very interesting weekend, and it's sort of, Katie and I were just talking about it as well. But she said, you know, how was yours? And I said, you know, mine was kind of interesting this year. My wife was down in Dallas with my daughter. My son Sam was at the cottage with his girlfriend. Jack was kind of here. Nora and Pat, of course, are in England. Eddie was at Stony Lake with his wife. They're expecting the baby in November. Emma was at Stony Lake as well with my grandson. And everybody was like, oh my, you're gonna be on your own. But you know, it was actually really nice. I mean, there were moments where I, you know, wish there were other people around and anything else. But I found it let me recharge. There's so much shit going on everywhere. You can't turn the news on without being depressed. And so I was thinking about how do we recharge, right? How do we get that sort of moment? You know, I said to one of my kids, so I won't mess. I said, you just seem stressed. And they was like, yeah, I'm stressed. I got work. I got this. I got that, you know, and we need to find a way. I used it as an excuse the weekend of being alone to, I went through my contacts list and I found people I hadn't talked to in ages, including my nephew, Les. I hadn't spoken to him in at least a year. And then I sort of went to my contacts and I thought, well, okay, who else haven't I talked to in a long time? So I called some friends out West. I called some friends in the United States and just said, hey, what's going on? We haven't caught up. And you know, it's hard in our busy lives. I watched a bit of football. I watched a bit of golf, watched a bit of this. And it was just, I came away from the weekend. And I don't think it matters whether it's 4 days, 2 days, 1 day. And I came away just feeling refreshed. I felt pretty good. I sort of parked all the baggage, you know, things that kind of been hanging on me. And as everybody knows, I love to play golf. So I got to play a lot of golf and played with some friends. And, you know, I love going out on my own and meeting people and find out what they do and their families. And it was great. I met a whole bunch of new people. I got to know about a whole bunch of people's lives. I was able to test the waters on what people think about this and that. And that lens I always talk about, you know, people said to me, oh my God, Jim, if I'd known you were going to be alone, you know, I'd had you over for Thanksgiving dinner. And I was like, no, it's okay. It's not like I didn't want to see people, but all of a sudden that door of opportunity opened and I went, you know, I'm just going to take this, you know, I'm going to take this door of opportunity to be by myself, ate poorly, probably most of the time, and recharge. And I don't think we do it enough. Not suggesting everybody take 4 day weekends, and I appreciate people have families and everything else. But you know, I said to one of my clients last week, you know, as we came into Thanksgiving, who was a very, very busy person, I said, listen, just like turn off the phone even for a couple of hours, just pause, right? Just take in your wife, your kids, you know, whatever it is. I just feel like the world is, and I've talked about this before, and you know, this spinning out of control. There's so much angst. There's so much anger. There's so much polarization. And it's hard to find a piece of good news that everybody can share. You know, the insanity of what's going on in our life. And it's not just, and I think the COVID, the pandemic is just exacerbating it even more. The unsettledness. And it's not healthy. And I had a lot of, you know, stuff on my mind, and I'm in the process of sort of laying out the foundation for my third book. And whenever I write a book, which I never believed I'd actually write one, let alone two, and possibly looking at three, I get a lot of anxiety because, you know, deep within my soul, I'm still that little hamburger flipper from Ottawa, you know, the immigrant family son. And so when I start writing one of my books, I have this pause where I go, seriously, you actually think you could write a book? And then it was, you could write two books. And then, you know, it's now it's writing a third book. And I always try to take my perspective in any of the things that I do is how can I impact people's lives in a better way? And better way to sort of help them see themselves, better way to sort of open their eyes to what they don't know that they don't know, helping people get a better life. But this weekend really, really made it. It was great. You know, I'm excited to see my kids. My wife just came back and I'm excited to see everybody. So it wasn't like I didn't want to see them. And oh, the other thing I should say is, by the way, we had Thanksgiving dinner the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I ordered it all in from Pusateri's for 8 of us. It was $360 and it was the best deal I'd ever done in my entire life. And there was no stress of when's the turkey going in? When's it coming out? You know, not enough of this in the stuffing. There was none of that. And so it was stress-free. But I got caught up in one of the books that I've been listening to is about a guy who walked all through Ireland. It took him 4 months and he played at every golf course in 4 months. And I was sort of thinking to myself, I couldn't be away from my family for 4 months. My family, as everybody knows, is, you know, the be all and the end all for me. And as my son Ed said at Nora's wedding, he said, you know, my dad likes two things in life, his family and golf. As Ed said, not necessarily in that order, but it is in that order. But as much as I love them and as much as I know they love me, everybody needs a break. And I don't think it's just family as well. I think sometimes you need a break from your coworkers. Sometimes you just need an unplug, right? I'm just going to unplug. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to go. I had my trusty beast beside me, Rudy, the mini golden doodle. And Rudy comes to the golf course with me. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that before. And, you know, you just sort of look over there and he's just got a great life. He sits in that cart and I hit a good shot. I hit a bad shot. And he just smiles the same way, wags his tail when I get over to the cart. So I guess what I'm sort of getting to is I feel really refreshed. I feel good. I stopped listening to the news in the car. I've been listening to audiobooks because the news is depressing at every turn. And news people are depressing because they think that it's important that all they talk about is Donald Trump or bad news or this or that. And so take some time to just unplug. Say to your spouse, say to your kids, you know, I need a little me time. I just need to check out. It's not about you. It's not that I need the me time because you're doing something. I just need this me time to just take a pause, right? I didn't rush anywhere. And I hadn't done that in a long time. I highly, highly, highly recommend that everyone find a way because before you know it, we're going to be in the Christmas season. People are going to be panicking. You know, the supply chain disruption is meaning that, you know, you're not going to get the Astro Man or whatever it is for your kids on time. Take this time. It's a good time. It's beautiful out. The weather's been fantastic. And just take this time for yourself. So I know probably some of you are thinking, oh, wow, sure, great, easy for you. You run your own company. You're your own boss. You know, Katie and I are budding entrepreneurs. She at a much younger age than myself, but, you know, much easier. But I work in a corporation. Things need to be done and everything else. And, you know, organizations, you know, as much as I rip on them, and Katie and I like to rip on them, I think they're a little more sensitized these days. And I think people can understand if you go to them and say, listen, I need a mental health day, right? I need a break, or I'm going to take Friday afternoon off. But I think it's not just about taking the time off from work. It's taking the time off from your brain. Physically, yes, you might take the afternoon off or Friday or Monday or something. But it's all of that shit that is in your schedule that needs to get done. I don't know if it really needs to get done right at the same time. Like I had an empty fridge all weekend. There was a million times I kept saying to myself, I should go to the grocery store and I should get some almond milk and I should get this and I should get that. And I just said, no, you know, shit happens. Fridge is empty. I'll go and grab a sandwich. I'll go and grab something. But I don't know what it was. It was just like, I wasn't in that mood to go and sit in a grocery store, bang shopping carts with people and just didn't want to be in that. I didn't go to any restaurants. And so like, be open, right? Tell people. And if people don't understand, tell them it's too bad. You're going to take it because you need it, because it's for you. As I've said before, there's so much in life that we do for others that we need that. I'm doing this for me, right? I'm doing this for me. And by the way, it's not about you and it's not about justifying it to you. It's about, I need to do this, right? I talked about it in one of my previous podcasts about, and it's funny because now when I talk about it with people and I always say to people, you know, how many times has someone said to you, take one for the team, right? Just do this for me. I know you don't want to do it, but just do it because I need you to do it, right? Take one for your team. Take one for yourself. Press the pause button and do whatever it is that refreshes you. Let's go for a run. If it's just do nothing, but look after yourself, because as crazy as the world is today, it's only going to get crazier. That's all I've got for this week. I wish you all well. I wish you all peace and happiness in this wonderful fall. I'm Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust.